something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Attitude.
Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is that which Jesus has come to establish in the earth. Jesus is the head of the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven is actually here in the earth. The kingdom of God includes everything, but Papa God is the boss of that one. And he sent Jesus to establish the kingdom of heaven in the earth. And that is the kingdom of which we are a part. That kingdom started here when Jesus came. Are you listening to this? And took off after his death, burial, and resurrection. So it's actually the church of the New Testament. Okay? So that's functioning in the earth. So that means he's talking about those who are joint heirs with Christ. Are you listening to this? He's talking about us in the New Testament. The only reason he says that we are greater is because we are the body of Christ. And each one of us has been exalted to that place where we are seated together with Christ. So it's not just something about us as people, but us as the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. That's really powerful. Okay. Now, notice how Jesus commended John. So what kind of a man was John? How could Jesus commend such a man? If Jesus said the man was so great, and no one born as a human was as great or greater than John the Baptist, I'd like to find out, what does the Bible say more about him? Praise the Lord. Would you turn to St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, we begin reading from verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. You get it? Now, John the Baptist was ministering. He was baptizing people. And Jesus also had come to baptize. So, Jesus was baptizing somewhere, and John was baptizing somewhere. So now Jesus the Baptist and John the Baptist. But the Bible does tell us that actually Jesus left the baptism to his disciples to help out with when he was there. Okay? All right, now, verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. Now remember, baptism is one of those things in the Bible. Let me put it this way. I don't know how many of you might have encountered people who try to split hairs about water baptism. They say that water baptism can be done in any way, by aspersion. You can do it by pouring a bottle of water on somebody's head. You understand? Sprinkling. All of these things. Or you can just take a bath and you are baptized. You know? So, they say, why do we say that to be baptized, you've got to be dipped into the water? So they got a problem with those who baptize by dipping into water. Now, here in Bible days, they have that problem. So notice what the question was. It says there arose a question between John's disciples and some of the Jews about the term used was purifying. Another term would be washings. I want you to get it right. Now, get to understand this background. Among the Jews, based on the law, they purified everything by washing. They didn't eat with those plates until they were washed. Not just washed like, you know, wash with soap and get it clean. No, it was ceremonial cleansing. It had to be washed religiously. If they went out to the marketplace, they didn't come to worship God. In fact, they didn't mention the name of God until they had their baths. Are you listening to this? Now, when they wrote anything, if they got to the name of God, if they were writing a letter to somebody and they got to the name of God, the man stopped before he would write God's name, he would go and have his bath. You understand? It was that serious. So they had to purify everything by washing with water. And then they also had the sprinkling of blood. But that of sprinkling was done by the priest. But every Jew understood washing. They didn't go to the temple courts without washing. So now they find one man called John. He doesn't just wash them. Now, let me remind you about some of these washings. Some of these washings didn't mean, like I told you, like washing the plate with water. No, they could sprinkle water on it. And that's, so it's ceremonial washing. So it signified that it had been cleansed of its uncleanness. So they sprinkled water on it or passed it through water. So many different ways they did. And just to be sure, this thing was ready for the Jew to use before God. So now they find people are going to John, and John doesn't just sprinkle water on them. John doesn't just pour water on them. John dips them into the water. And they got disturbed. And they said, what kind of purifying is this? Must someone be dipped into the water? So that's why they called him John the Baptist. Now the word baptism, from where they got the Baptist, came from the Greek translation of the New Testament, the word baptizo. It means to dip completely into, to completely immerse. So they associated John's kind of purifying with the complete immersion of the persons. That's what distinguished between John's kind of purifying and the Jews' kind of purifying. They didn't dip people into the water, they sprinkled water on them. And here's this John dipping them completely inside. I say, hey man, where are you from? And so Jesus now comes on the scene, and he is not washing them like the Jews were doing, or sprinkling water on them like the Jews were doing. He's acting like John the Baptist. He's dipping the people also into the water. You getting the background? Okay, let's read. We're reading verse 25 again. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan. You see, they were there when John said some things about Jesus after the baptism. He baptized Jesus. And that's another very powerful area. We'll talk about that. So they knew Jesus and John had met. They were there. And they heard the things that John said about Jesus. Now they find Jesus baptizing people too. So they come to John and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth. He is dipping people into water too. And all men come to him. So many people are coming to him. They're still in your show. And so John answered and said, who is that guy? Oh, come on here. Ain't that what you're reading? John said, we'll see on the last day. Only true believers, Sabira. That's not what he said. Verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Oh, glory to God.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Ijebu-Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Arigbagbu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.